Good afternoon, everyone in Audio Boom Land. It is the 2nd of March at around 2:15 p.m. and I'm sitting in my favourite corner of my living room, which is by my patio doors. It's my little corner, I say. Anyone else can sit here if they want, but they don't tend to very often. And I like it because I'm on a two-seater. Well, it's a kind of sofa, but it's not two-seater. It can fit two people, but it's called a cuddler because the cushion is all one. So you have to really like someone on here if you want to sit next to them, because otherwise you're a bit squashed. Actually, it's pretty big, but... And it swivels. That's what I like about it. I can turn it and face... I can turn it right round so I'm facing Niall's bed and the TV. I can turn it, then I'm facing the other sofa, and then I can turn it a bit more, and I'm facing the other end of the room where you come in from the front door and the front window. I'm right next to a radiator. It's not on at the moment, but when it is, and if it's really cold, I can go to the other end of the cuddler and sit against the arm. And yesterday afternoon, I did that, and because it was a beautiful day. It was so sunny. It was windy and a bit chilly in the shade, but it was lovely. And then I... Excuse me. Oh, I can hear my cat Chantelle. She's calling her daughter Candice, her wayward daughter. I cuddled up because I got cold against the other arm by the radiator, and I kind of dozed off. And Lammy was up next to me on the, you know, on the cuddler next to me. I let him on the furniture because he's a poodle and he doesn't shed hair. I wouldn't let another dog up there. My other dog up there, plus the fact he's a guide dog and he needs to know not to go on people's furniture, and he never tries and never has done. And we fell asleep, and then I woke to the sound of the rain absolutely pounding on the patio doors, and it was so cosy. And then I've got a little table here. It's actually a conservatory table. It's round and white, and it's made of kind of cane with like bamboo legs, and it's got a shelf underneath, a round shelf that's slightly smaller than the tabletop, and on there is my new laptop, which is another story. But anyway, I've just been listening to Christian Waywell's, that's K_Waywell on Audio Boom's posts he's made today, under the name of Marching On. And I didn't do February, and I kind of wish I had done. Kind of halfway through the month, I thought, oh, you know, I wish I'd done this. I enjoyed listening to other people's. I didn't listen to absolutely everyone because I just didn't have time, but I tended to pick people that I listened to anyway more than others, and then I just listened to those mostly. But I did listen to the odd ones of other people's as well, and I enjoyed them immensely. And but the thing that I like about Audio Boom is that the spontaneity of it, and I like to just be able to pick up my phone when I feel like it and, okay, right, I'm going to just talk, and it can be quite therapeutic sometimes. And that's what I didn't like about February. I know other people liked it because some people don't know what to talk about, but unfortunately for everyone, I've just opened my mouth and it all comes out. But you don't have to listen, so if you don't want to, then that's fine. I don't mind. But I kind of like to choose what I talk about. But I'm not saying I wouldn't do it next year, because I probably would. Because I would have enjoyed some of the other topics, and some of them I wouldn't have wanted to do. But the thing is, once I start something, I like to finish it, like I did Audio Mo and Octava. And sometimes I found the Octava a bit of a struggle, because you had to do things like find 6 records that remind you of such and such or whatever, and it was a bit of a struggle. But I wanted to get it done. You know, I didn't want to start something and not finish it, so I did. Anyway, I've decided to join Chris with his Marching On, because I feel I need to get myself back on track, as he has stated that he does. I haven't let things slide intentionally, but due to a number of issues, I have not... the main thing for me is getting my confidence back to go out. Now, I've talked about this on Audio Boom before. I think I talked about it in Audio Mo, actually, that... due to my kidney failure and feeling of lack of stamina, that, you know, I haven't got the stamina I used to have, even like just over a year ago, I find it hard to go out walking with my guide dog because I'm a fast walker naturally and so is he. And I can slow him down, but, you know, he doesn't really like to be slowed down too much. He doesn't pull. He's not hard work at all. And I want to be able to keep up that speed or to attain it again without feeling completely whacked out. I've been hampered in this recently by some, they've got all the pavement up on the road, that there's a small walk that I can do that takes about 20 minutes. That's a round walk. It's kind of like a block. It's a backwards flag, if you like. I suppose it's a flag walk, where you go up what guide dog trainers used to call a flag walk, where you go up only a short pole, and then you go around a square, and then you come back to the original road coming in the other direction, if that makes sense. Probably doesn't, unless you know what I'm talking about. But all along one stretch, they're apparently replacing the old gas pipes, and the road is an absolute nightmare. There's porter cabins up there, and the thing is, if I walk on the other side, I don't know when to cross over. The only thing I did think is I could hold on. Lammy wants to go out. I could do the walk another way, and then when I get to that point, I can't explain it, but I could cross over and walk along on the other side of the road. If I do it my normal way, I don't know when to cross. If I stay on this side rather than crossing over, I don't know when to cross back over when I've passed everything, unless someone does it with me first. And Obi's on lates this week, and I'm not sleeping properly, so sorry, they're having a PE lesson in the school at the back. Do you want to go out, Lammy? Go on. What happens is, I hate it when he's on late and when I'm not sleeping, because I don't go to sleep till like 6 or 7 in the morning. I wake up at 11, 11.30, and then he has to leave at 1. So and then he doesn't get back till like 11 o'clock at night. So I don't see much of him, and the day can be pretty long stuck here, to be honest. So I've decided I want to do something about this. I also want to get more exercise. I need to lose a bit of weight. I'm not obese, but I could do with losing some weight. In fact, in order to be put on the transplant list, they might even tell me I have to lose a bit of weight. I haven't seen the surgeon yet. We will see what he says. I actually do want to lose weight now, because when I do have a transplant, a kidney transplant that is, the likelihood is I will be on steroids, which make you put on weight. So I don't want to be any fatter than I am now. Hello, Niall. So I need to get down in order to, you know, if I end up like I am now after steroids, then I can live with that. I'd rather not have to, but, you know, I can live with it. I don't want to be any bigger than I am now, if you see what I mean. So I can't seem to get the motivation, and I'm hoping that the nice weather, the coming of spring, is going to be motivation enough so that I can feel I can really go out this year and buy some really nice things to wear for the summer. I need a push, I really do, and so I'm hoping that if I start this marching on thing, I might, you know, it might make me have to tell everybody what I've done, and then I won't want to come on here if I've done nothing. Now, so far today, I have not done no exercise. I'm not going to go out. I don't think I'm going to go out for a walk today, because I've only just decided to do this. What I will do is to go on my exercise bike this afternoon, and maybe I do another, you know, some other exercises as well, which anyone can do at home. I don't like going to the gym. I have no motivation to do that at all. I never have had. I just find it really boring. The exercise bike I can do because I can listen to music or something like that. And I actually quite enjoy that. I listen to music, or I imagine where I'm going. I imagine I'm on a real bike and I'm going somewhere. I know that sounds a bit crazy, but, you know, that's what I do. The issue of going out is partly because I feel like I haven't got the energy or the stamina. Although I feel a lot, I felt a lot better lately since I started on some new injections for erythropoietin, which brings up the red blood cell count because it's a hormone manufactured or produced by the kidneys, which mine don't do because they're not working. So the only thing my kidneys do is to pass out urine, but they don't filter it properly. You know, it's not concentrated as it should be with all the waste products. They are taken out by dialysis. I am pleased that I still do pass the water because it's a good thing, because I've got two options. And if there's some reason why I can't do dialysis, like I'm not well or whatever, then I know that I'm okay for a couple of days and I'm not going to get overloaded with fluid. So the thing about it is that, I've got this new injection now that you do every 2 weeks, but I do it once a month because it put my red blood count too high, actually. They don't, in a kidney patient, they don't like it to be more than 11, and mine was 11.7, so and that was doing it every 3 weeks, so now I've cut it down to every 4 weeks. It's due this week, today or tomorrow, whenever I choose to do it, and that has definitely made me feel a lot better. I don't know why. I think it's because it works. It's the same thing, but it works in a different way, and it's a slow release thing whereby it stays in your system longer. I think maybe the other one was going too quickly, and you know, they've put everyone on this one. It's not just me. They changed everybody over. That's that. So I haven't really got. I do still get tired when I go out, but having said that, I went out with Obi a couple of weeks ago and we stayed out for, well, I went out once in the morning and was out for about an hour and a half taking Lammy for his follow-up post-op check-up. And then we came home and we got the bus home and then we went out on the bus again. And we were out from about 12:15 till 9:15 at night, which for me, I haven't done that in several years. Actually, and I sat down a lot. We went in a pub and sat down. I went in Costa and Tesco's and sat down. We had a meal out. I sat down, but the fact is, I was out and I was fine when I came back. We came back on the bus. I didn't have to get a taxi home or anything like that. So I know I can do it. It's just keeping it up. Come on. I know I'm capable of it. I might not be able to do it every day, but I am capable of more than I think I am. That's the trouble. It all started, I think I've mentioned this before, because one day I was in the post office in Orpington. My blood pressure dropped dramatically, and I didn't realise what was wrong. And we ended up having to call 999, and I ended up in A&E. I was okay after a while. It went back to normal and they sent me home. But it was a very unpleasant experience. I don't want to go into why on here, what was so bad about it. But trust me, it was really scary. And I had just had a fear of it happening again because I don't really know why it happened. I don't know. So I have got some theories, one of being that I was on these tablets for blood pressure control and I was on 10 milligrams. And because my blood pressure was low quite often, they cut the dose by half when I went to see my consultant at the hospital. And I said to him, I've just got a new prescription from the doctors and they're the 10 milligram ones. And he said, well, why don't you cut them in half? Now, I'm not being funny, but when you can't see, they're not scored, these tablets, and they were tiny. I've got different ones now. They're a different shape, but they're very small, like probably smaller than my little fingernail. They're not scored. How the hell do I break them in half? I think you can get a thing that cuts tablets in half, but I didn't have one. So he said, OK, we'll take it every other day. So you're taking 10 milligrams every other day. And I think that may be where the problem lay, because I hadn't taken it for 2 days, then I suddenly take 10 milligrams, and I think it made my blood pressure drop suddenly. And I think that was probably the cause. And other people have agreed with me. But as rational as I can be about it, I still, in the back of my mind, have the fear of it happening again. Especially if I'm out alone, which I wasn't at the time. I was with Obi, thankfully. But I've got to get over it. You know, I have got to get over it. There's no doubt about it. For my own sanity, as well as for everyone else, really. And so I need to start going out alone. I mean, I can do things like go to the hairdressers on my own if I get a taxi or whatever. It's walking out alone, getting on a bus on my own that I have an issue with. And it's so frustrating, and I annoy the hell out of myself because, I mean, I've been to America several times on my own. I've been to Nigeria on my own. I've travelled there alone twice and back. And I've been all over the place. I've worked in London, you know, for years. I've been all under the, on, you know, on the underground and thought nothing of it, as you don't. And now I feel walking down the road is an ordeal. And I say to myself, how can you get to this point? How can you have got to this point? And it all does come back to my kidney disease, because I doubt if I hadn't got that, that this incident would have ever happened, because there wouldn't be such a big thing to control my blood pressure, because that's what's caused my kidney damage in the beginning. And that, well, it's a bit like the chicken and the egg. No one really knows which comes first, because if you've got kidney damage, it puts your blood pressure up. But high blood pressure can damage your kidneys. It's a vicious circle. So no one knows exactly which one came first in my case. Excuse me. So it's fairly and squarely due to that. But I need to get over it, because I can. I know I can. I'm a strong person. I've got, especially in the last few years, I've gone through a lot in my life. And I am a fighter, and I won't go down without a fight. So this has got me down a bit, because it's not like me, and I need to knock it on the head, because it's gone on too long, you know. And when it was audio mo, I started off really well. Like the first 2 or 3 weeks, I went out, I said my challenge for audio mo was to go out every day and do a recording, even if it was to the post box and back, which I did. Last week I slackened off a bit. And then when the summer... And I was still going out over the summer and stuff. But then as the summer tailed off and the bad weather came and the dark evenings, then, of course, my motivation to go out decreased until it came to a complete standstill. But now I can see the difference. You know, the weather, I know it's still cold, but the lighter evenings and the mornings are coming. I can't see. I can see a bit of light and dark, but that's about it. But I can tell the difference in the light evenings, even if through nothing else, because the birds are still singing at 5:30. And the sun doesn't set till about 5:45 or something. Another 4 weeks' time, or three and a bit, we will be putting the clocks forward, so that will be, and even it'll be staying lighter to even later. And I'll be glad when the time comes when we can go for evening walks with the dogs again, when Obi's not on late, that is. So I want my marching on to be me making some kind of progress towards getting over this crap, and whether it be going out for a walk or just doing some exercise. I haven't got a treadmill or anything like that. I haven't really got room for one now. Unless I put it in the cat's room, but I don't think they're going to like that much. I don't really want them all over it anyway, or I wouldn't. I used to have my exercise bike in there, but there's not really much that they can do to an exercise bike. Got it in my bedroom now, of all places. But anyway, that's what I want to do. Plus, all this stuff with Audio Boom. I listened to the interview that Paul Hopkins posted with, what's his name? Is it Rob Proctor? I wasn't very impressed with it at all. The community has pretty much been swept under the carpet in all this. And I feel that if by everyone saying, oh, that's it, I'm not, I'm closing my Audible account, it is exactly what they want, I think. You know, they're not putting anything good our way. I mean, they're quite helpful if you contact Audio Boo support, but or the help desk or whatever it is. But you know, you can see from this interview what their priorities are. They're into this, they're into that, money, money, money. I mean, I know that's what the business is about, but you know, we should count somewhere along the line, and the only way we can do that is not to give them what they want, just to keep on. And I think we all ought to try and not just post crap for the sake of it, but try and do a bit more, put a few more posts up there. And I'm certainly not going to be leaving Audio Boom until we can't post on there any longer. So when that day comes, of course, I'll have no choice. But until then, there's no way I'm giving up my account. So they can go and do one, as far as that's concerned. I don't like all this stuff they put out. There's very little of it I would want to listen to. I have noticed one thing. You don't seem to get the featured stuff coming up anymore, like automatically. They seem to have changed the way they the automatic playing thing goes. Sometimes it doesn't even happen now, but what they seem to do is go backwards down the list of your followed posts or your messages. So if you listen to one message that you've received, when it finishes, the one below it, you know, that you received before will start playing, which is a bit stupid because presumably you listen to them in the right order. And the same with the follow boos, really. But at least we don't seem to be getting all this featured crap anymore, because I couldn't stand that. There was plenty of it there, but we don't seem to have it rammed down our throat. I never listened to any of it. I don't like it. I followed a couple of... The one thing I followed was, I think it was Harper Audiobooks, because I do like audiobooks, and sometimes every so often, like once a week or every couple of weeks, they'll put the first chapter of a load of books out there. A lot of it's crap, but you know that I might just find one book I like, so I do follow that. Don't follow any... Oh, and I follow... I accidentally followed this, but it doesn't. They don't come up with much. We Are UB40. But I think that's all I follow of that kind of ilk. I just don't find any of it at all interesting. I mean, I follow a couple of the radio stations, but like LBC and BBC Africa. But again, they don't put that much on there. I think they could make more use of it. their accounts. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say, really. And I'm sorry if I've spread it out in a very roundabout manner. But I wish Audio Boo would take the community a bit more seriously. It feels like we're getting squeezed and squeezed and squeezed, like till we're going to be pushed out the end of the, you know, out the door. And I don't think we ought to allow that to happen. I think we should try and fight our corner, because it's important to a lot of people. I mean, I'm not a professional recorder and I don't know anything about audio, as you can probably tell from my posts, but I enjoy sharing things about my life with other people, and I enjoy hearing about other people's lives, what they do, even if they're just talking. I've made some good friends from Audio Boom that I wouldn't have known otherwise, definitely. A couple in particular that I really am pleased to have come to know more personally. I mean, I didn't know them before, I'd never heard of them. So for me, it's been a good thing. And a very positive experience. And then there's the channels. I follow a couple of channels, two or three channels, which are aimed at the visually impaired. And they've been very helpful with lots of things. whether it be technical issues or the way people we are seen in society, or, you know, I mean, technical issues to do with computers or phones or whatever. I wouldn't want to be without them now. Yes, they've got Facebook groups and stuff, but I tend to veer more towards this audio platform because it's so different to anything else. I'm not on Twitter. I am on Facebook, and I belong to some email lists and stuff and groups, and I belong to Facebook groups, but nothing compares or comes close in my view to Audio Boom. And I will be really, really, really sad. It will be a very, 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 very sad day, the day that the community dies. So I think we ought to keep it alive. And that's all I've got to say. Bye for now.